Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us in the Trocare College live line, State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort, as we kind of wind down everything that's happening in Albany at the end of session. Rob, thanks for being on with us this morning. A lot to get to. A lot of things happen within the past couple of weeks. I want to start with something that's been very controversial, the HEAT Act. It got a little bit of a facelift, a name change. What has happened to it in Albany? What exactly does it do, and what should people here in Western New York be aware of?
Yeah, well, thank you, Brian and Susan. You put it correctly, Brian. They changed the name. Obviously, the HEAT Act, the brand, wasn't selling very well, even in Albany, even with a lot of Democrats. They gave it a little bit of a facelift, mostly cosmetic. But sort of the core of what the HEAT Act did remained the same. The new laws, the Customer Savings and Reliability Act, I believe, which I don't even know where they came up with these names. But it removed the 100-foot rule, which is that under current or existing law, if you're within 100 feet of a existing gas line or gas service, that the utility, in Western New York's case, National Fuel, would hook you up for free. They would hook you up if you were within 100 feet. This removes that 100-foot rule, so that the idea being they want to make it more expensive. Ironically, it's called the Customer Savings Act, but they actually want to make it more expensive to hook up to natural gas service. The long-term goal is to have fewer people who are hooking up to natural gas as they force electrification onto the state of New York for residential as well as commercial customers. We've seen, obviously, other things like this where they're driving the state towards electrification. The HEAT Act, as it existed, was, from my understanding, pretty unpopular in the state assembly. I think it actually would have passed the state Senate. I think the issue was in the state assembly. Obviously, our conference, the Republican conference, was publicly very much opposed to it. So they rebranded it. There's a few things that are different, but the core of what the HEAT Act would do, pushing the state towards full electrification, making it harder to hook up to natural gas, that was passed, at least in the state Senate. I'm not sure. I know the state assembly is in today and tomorrow, so we'll see what they do over the next 48 hours.
All right, we'll have to wait on the assembly for that. Also, the Package Reduction and Recycling Infrastructure Act, that was kind of a hot one at the end of the session. Where does that stand with the Senate?
So that did not pass the assembly. It did pass the Senate for the second straight year. This would essentially ban single-use plastic packaging. The problem is it'll cause a host of issues with everything from Kraft singles, the package that your cheese comes in, to the ciabatta, the yogurt cup that comes in, packaging for meats and cheeses and grocery stores. This will add estimated anywhere between $600 and $700 to families' grocery bills annually. This is an incredibly burdensome, problematic, costly piece of legislation. And of course, other states that have tried to do it, New York is going even further, not learning from those states. So that law passed again for the second year in a row, largely on a party line vote. I believe all of our members voted against it. I believe all Democrats voted for it. But it has not passed the assembly at this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't you?
We have, over the past couple of weeks, been talking a lot about medical aid in dying and the bill that has passed both houses in Albany. Rob, the question I have on this is, and we've heard from a lot of people on both sides of this issue speak very passionately about it, but when you look at the final vote total, it looks like, well, a lot of other things that take place where the vote is largely along party lines. How does something like medical aid in dying become apparently a partisan issue?
Well, I think, you know, obviously when you talk about medical aid in dying, for a lot of folks, I think you've seen over the years and other issues as well, that our conference has largely stood, and I'm proud to say this, with A, not handing over more government power to the state of New York. This bill absolutely hands over more authority, more power to bureaucrats, whether it's medical bureaucrats, whether it's unelected, you know, individuals in the state of New York, in the Department of Health. Obviously, it brings in doctors as well. But generally, our conference is going to be opposed to that. The Democrat conference obviously has no issue with that. Also, this is a life issue. I know they're going to frame it as the dignity of the person to decide if they want to take to end their own life. But the way the law is written, it is so broad in its legal construct that there is no question in my mind, just like Canada, and we heard this in the debate, even from Democrats who voted for it, by the way, that the concern is that this will end up a lot like Canada's, where it's being framed and starting out as, you know, for people who are terminally ill, and it will, because of the legal language, it will graduate, and this is what's happening in Canada, to where you have folks who have intellectual disabilities, developmental disabilities, and others, people who are not terminally ill, who are ending their own life. that becomes far more controversial.
Do you think, Rob, that it's kind of the way marijuana legislation moved along in New York State? We started with medical marijuana. Now it's recreational.
I think in some ways, certainly, I mean, as far as that graduation, I think the difference here is it may happen without even a further change in the law. In other words, as the law is interpreted, as the law sort of falls into place, the practical results is you may see individuals who are not terminally ill being allowed to end their lives or even insurers or doctors or family members sort of leading people into that decision. So it's a very broad bill. It is an area that I have a lot of empathy for someone who has cancer or some terminal illness, who wants to make that decision between them and their doctor. But I feel the way this law was drafted, it is going to result in a lot of people maybe ending their life or having the ability to end their life, that I think is really not something the state should be moving in that direction. I think it's also indicative at the end of the session, that this was the priority. It seemed like I don't know anyone that really called my office over the last several years and said this was their biggest priority facing the state of New York. So, it certainly was an issue for some people who wanted this passed. It's been around for a long time. And I think the Democrats, I think some of them struggled with the vote. But ultimately, I believe largely, at least in the Senate, all Democrats did vote for it and all Republicans did vote against it.
Okay. Well, hey, we appreciate the time and a lot to talk about. I'm sure we'll be talking with you again soon. Rob Ort, State Senate Minority Leader, joining us live here on WBEN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.